Good evening, and thanks for listening, my friend. It's great to have you here along with us. It's Chris Wink, Exit 97.7 WEXT, and across the table here from me.
Hi, how are you?
Now, is that a voice you recognize? I bet you do. Hey, Wanda Fisher, thank you so much for coming by.
Well, thanks for the invitation. It's really amazing to be here with you. This is a beautiful studio, and it's just incredible to be here.
I just happened to notice on social media that you're getting real excited to celebrate 35 years of Hudson River Sampler?
Yes, 35 years. Wow. September 18th, 1982 was the first night of the show, and we only had vinyl then. We did not have CDs. We did not have computers. We had these little round things that had brown tape in them if you had to pre-record something. My theme was on a thing called a cart.
Looks like an old 8-track.
It looks like an old 8-track that had a cue piece on it that would start it automatically. And it did look very much like an old 8-track. And I have brought that piece of broadcast museum history in to show some of the younger people who work at WAMC now. And they look at me like I'm, you know, a unicorn or something, because it's such a historical piece, and it does belong in the Museum of Broadcasting.
Now, Wanda, so 1982, how did you get on WAMC? How did this happen?
Well, it was interesting because I had been volunteering at WAMC, and I had done a folk music program on the radio station in Worcester, Massachusetts for 4 years. And I had kept trying to get on a radio station out here when we moved out here in 1979. And it just wasn't happening. And my husband is a physician. And we thought, well, he can get a job back in Massachusetts. I can go back to my station back there. I was volunteering at WAMC to do a couple of things. One day I got a call from Dave Galletly, who used to work at WAMC. He's retired from there now. And he said, do you have a tape of any of the work you used to do in Massachusetts? And I said, yeah. He said, could you bring it to us? So I brought him this big flat box, which was a reel-to-reel tape, and he listened to it. And he called me back, and he said, we'd like to talk to you about doing a radio show here, folk music show, to follow a Prairie Home Companion, which is absolutely the greatest lead-in that you could have for a folk music show. And so Alan and he talked to me about doing this show. He gave me a couple of hints about how to improve it for the WAMC audience, which was terrific. They had 32 folk music record albums in the library.
And how long were you to be on the air for?
It was 2.5 hours. Yeah. It was 8 to 10:30 at the time. And then I had to bring in so much of my own to supplement it at the time. And then people got the word that I was out there, and they started sending me their albums. People were coming through town, and they'd hand me their albums, and we had the turntables. And September 18th, 1982, and that's how it started, and that's where we are.
Now, right out of the gate, were you inviting musicians to come in and be on the show, or were you just playing mostly records at the time?
I mostly did records at the time. Yeah. I wanted to get established a little bit, but probably about a year later, I started asking musicians to come in.
Yeah, and you have not only traveling musicians who come through town. You have a lot of the local musicians come
yes.
on.
Yes, I do have some of the local musicians. It's really great to have them come in, and do some live music. We have a lot of fun when that happens. You know, sometimes I tell people, don't worry, we're going to have fun. I don't want to see your tax returns. I don't want to know anything about, you know, what you did in high school. We're just going to have fun with music.
We're here at WEXT, and a voice who's not usually on this radio station is on another radio station, WAMC. Wanda Fisher's here. Hudson River Sampler. Folks can still hear you Saturday nights, right?
Yes, Saturday nights from 8 to 10. Right after, still, a Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah.
I met Garrison Keillor about a year and a half ago, and I thanked him for being my warm-up act for all these years, and he thought that was hysterical. He really thought it was funny.
I bet he did.
He really, you know, and I said, thank you very much. You've been my warm-up act for all these years, and he said, it's been my pleasure.
That's classic. So, Wanda, let's listen to some of the music that you love to be able to play on your show, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more.
Okay, that's great.
What would you like to play first?
I think that one of the most requested songs of my show is one of a local musician, actually, lives up in Greenfield Center. And it's a traditional song. It was one of my father's favorites when I was growing up. And it's called Shenandoah by John Kirk.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you far away.
Exit 97.7 WEXT. That's the music of John Kirk. Although I shouldn't be announcing this. This is Wanda's show here today. She's taken over the radio, and I love it.
Well, you know, John Kirk is somebody whose voice is so amazing. He could sing the phone book to me, and I just would love it. And in fact, I will give you a little anecdote. I have two children. One of them will be 39 this year. The other will be 37. And my daughter, the older of the two, was about 12 years old. And we were at the Old Songs Festival out in Altamont, and she heard John Kirk sing when she was 12, and she stopped, and she said, "That's who I want to sing at my wedding." And I said, "Okay, sure. I mean, I would have loved to have had him sing at my wedding, too, but I didn't know him then." And she said, no, I'm serious. So, you know, we went along, and we went along, and went along, and when she got engaged, about 20 years later, she called me up to tell me that she had a diamond ring and that everything was great and they were going to get married. And she gave me the date. And then she said, at the end of it, she said, told me to tell her father. And then she said, call John Kirk. And he did indeed sing at her wedding.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was wonderful.
That's
yeah, wonderful.
Awesome.
I have to say that both my children and my husband have been very patient to give up their Saturday nights so that I could do the radio show too.
Sure.
My husband does the laundry on Saturday nights, and he matches the socks. He and the dogs stay home, and they do the laundry on Saturday night.
That's mighty nice
great.
Of them.
Yeah, which is great, yeah.
This is WEXT. I'm Chris Wink. Wanda Fisher is joining me, and there's a special reason why she's joining me. 35 years.
35 years, yeah.
Wow. September 16th on your show, you're going to be celebrating, right?
Yes, I'm going to be celebrating. I have several people who have said that they might come. I don't want to say who they're going to be just yet.
Surprises are better.
Surprises are better. I will say that I do have a special guest coming on the 30th. That's going to be Sawyer Fredericks. He's
awesome.
Going to come to my show and do a little visit then.
We love Sawyer.
We love him too. He's just a wonderful young man, and he's a terrific singer, songwriter too.
Sure.
So he's going to come on the 30th, but I'm not going to announce yet who's going to come on the 16th. It's going to be a surprise.
Are you waiting till that night? You're going to let people know? Or
probably a couple of days before.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple of days before.
Well, when you share it on social media, I'll try and be paying attention. I'll make sure we share it as well for you.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
So I'm so glad that we could have you come over and do this. We're going to listen to some more music in just a few minutes, but you'd mentioned music growing up with your father, and was music a big part of your life growing up?
Yeah, my father was from the southwest corner of Virginia, and he actually grew up in the same town as members of the Carter family. Joe, Jeanette, and June Carter, you may recognize that name, and they went to school together in Hilton's, Virginia. They stayed in fairly close touch. Down there, they have a place called the Carter Family Fold, and we went there a lot. But when I was 4 years old, I made my singing debut at our family reunion with the Carter family, members of the Carter family there. I don't know which ones were there because I was 4 years old at the time. And I sang Your Cheatin' Heart, the Hank Williams song. There's a little line in there that says, "You'll walk the floor the way I do." Talks about you won't be able to get to sleep. A four-year-old doesn't make the connection between the fact that you've got a cheatin' heart and your guy is very upset with you. All I could think of is if you can't get to sleep, you must have an earache or a toothache or something. So that was my singing debut.
Very interesting singing debut.
Yes, you know, because we listened to that kind of music.
Sure.
In our house growing up, we were listening to Hank Williams and Tennessee Ernie Ford and Patti Page and, you know, Tennessee Waltz and those kinds of things. And the Carter family in my house. Now, my father was from southwestern Virginia and my mother was from Boston. And I grew up in Boston. But 2 weeks out of every year, we spent it in southwestern Virginia listening to that kind of music. Many of my friends in Boston thought it was decidedly weird that we were listening to that kind of music. But now, anybody you talk to, "Well, I love Johnny Cash." Yeah, well, we grew up with Johnny Cash. and before he was fashionable. June and Johnny used to come and visit my parents when they were touring the Northeast, and my father and June and Johnny used to go down Cape Cod to look for antiques for their home in Hendersonville. They were good friends. So that's where I started with this kind of music. And we would branch out into some of the old-timey and the bluegrass and this kind of stuff. So that was where it started.
And then you said you had a radio show in Worcester.
I did, at WCUW in Worcester for 4 years while my husband was in medical school.
The same type of show?
It was a folk music program. Yeah, I did the Sunday morning. It was called Folk Spot. WCUW had its 40th anniversary in 2013, I think it was. And we went back for that. That was a lot of fun, too. There are very few of us who are still doing radio who started back then, but there are a few.
We're here in the studio. Wanda Fisher's dropped by. Wanda Fisher's Hudson River Sampler celebrating its 35th anniversary. This is Exit 97.7 WEXT, in case you thought this was WAMC. That's where Wanda usually is. And that's a great radio station. We love having that all the great NPR news here in town and having your show be able to listen to. A great companion for Saturday night. So this is so wonderful to have you here.
And also sometimes WEXT and WAMC get together and present live concerts at the Linda,
yes,
which is wonderful. Picking great music to support. So live music, it's where it's at.
It's where it's at, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, would you like to play some music for folks?
Well, maybe we should slip in a Carta Family tune. A lot of people here know Wildwood Flower, and that was one of my father's favorites. So let's play that one, and then we'll come back with something that's a little bit more modern.
Oh, I'll twine with my mangles and waving black hair, where the rose is so red and the lily so fair, and the myrtle's bright with the emerald dew, the pale and the leader and eyes look like blue. The storms are on the ocean, the heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee.
Those are two Carta Family songs. One was Wildwood Flower and then Storms Are on the Ocean. And those are a couple of songs that I remember my father, when he was out digging fence posts and things like that, working around the yard, he would sing those songs. The other song that he sang all the time was Red River Valley. And I always look around for recordings of Red River Valley because it just reminds me of my father. But he also sang Shenandoah all the time, which we played a little bit earlier. And I hate to admit this, but he did not have the voice of John Kirk when he sang these songs. He loved music so much, and they reminded him of being home because he, as I said, grew up in southwestern Virginia, and he had to leave there because there were no jobs. So he had to go to Boston, where my mother was from, to be able to get work. Like so many of the Southerners did, many went to Detroit to get jobs in the auto factories, and he went to Boston and got work in shipyard. That's where I grew up because of that.
Whether he had that voice of John Kirk or not, having that music around, probably very, I don't know if comforting is the right word, but definitely, you know, made for the home, right?
Yeah. And the other thing he got into that was pretty interesting, because he wasn't necessarily Irish. He was what they call Scots-Irish. When the Clancy brothers came over, Clancy brothers and Tommy Makem, oh, he just loved them. He wanted one of those Irish sweaters so bad. And a friend of mine, when I was working in the late 60s, went to Ireland and brought him back one of those Irish sweaters, because back then we didn't have all these stores that you could go to that had Irish types of goods the way they do now. He just took that Irish sweater. It was the best thing that he ever saw. You know, it was the one that Tommy Makem was wearing on the cover of one of those albums. And he thought that was the best thing, you know, and he used to sing those songs around the house too. And he was Scots-Irish, you know, and that's what it was.
So you're hearing the voice of our Saturday night companion on WAMC is Wanda Fisher, the Hudson River Samplers, right after Prairie Home Companion. But this is actually Exit 97.7 WEXT, but I'm so happy that we could entice you to come over and celebrate your 35th anniversary.
Yeah, 35 years is a long time to be on the radio, no matter where.
On one radio station.
At the same time. Every week. Every week, yeah.
Now, did you ever get to take vacations?
I do pre-record when I go on vacations. It's a little easier now that you can record on a computer. In the old days, when you had to record on a reel-to-reel tape recorder, sometimes you would get the first hour done And then you would try to play it back and you would discover that you had, there was a twist in the tape. You hadn't pushed the buttons properly or it was on source instead of record. I like being there live, though. I like being there because people call in and they will ask me questions. Some of the questions are a little bit of the name that tune variety, you know, where they'll call me and they'll say, you played a song 12 years ago with this line in it. And they'll give me, I don't know, a line. I have to try to remember what it was.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll say, you know what? Can you give me a week to think about it and call me back next week and I'll write it down and write a note to myself and try to remember what it is. And sometimes I get it and sometimes I don't.
Wanda Fish is here. It's WEXT, folks, but she's on WAMC with Hudson River Sampler celebrating 35 years, September 16th. Are there songs that you've played that have sort of almost caused little riots?
I wouldn't say little riots, but there was, this is kind of a silly one, but one time somebody called me and she was upset about a song that I played by Sally Rogers because she talks about her grandmother giving up a professional career to go live on a farm because she was in love with her grandfather. And this woman called me and said that she was a feminist and she thought that was terrible that her grandmother made that decision. And I just said, well, you know, part of being a feminist in my mind is to be allowed to make decisions. And that was her decision. And if she wanted to make that decision, and the woman hung up on me. So, you know, that's the kind of complaints I get. The complaints I get are not, you know, I hate you kind of complaints,
right.
But I do try to talk it out with somebody if somebody has a problem.
In this extremely political climate that we're in these days, though, there's folk music tends to have quite a few protest songs.
Yeah.
You ever get people who hear a song and just like go like wrong way on it?
I haven't gotten any of those songs yet.
Good.
But could happen. Could happen.
Yeah,
it could happen. The other thing is that if you play things like old Irish songs about the Irish Rebellion, and then people think that it's about today, or you play something about the Vietnam War, and they think it's about today, and you just say, listen, that was written about the Vietnam War. It's a historical piece. Oh, it was? I mean, some of the writers from back during the 60s, you know, Tom Paxton, Phil Oakes, Pete Seeger. We play so much Pete Seeger, and Pete was the authority. He is the person who would get people singing along, and sometimes the people didn't even know what the lyrics meant, but they were singing full-throated and, you know, back and forth swaying with the music, and he affected a lot of people, and they didn't even know it.
We're on WEXT with Wanda Fisher from Hudson River Sampler. You can hear her show Saturday nights, 8 to 10 on WAMC. And she's celebrating her 35th anniversary on the radio over there. September 16th is the actual celebration for the event.
And the 18th is the date, the real date. I really love doing this show. It's something that has become a part of who I am, really. I'm retired from my day job, and so this is the work that I do now. I've got a number of other things that I'm involved in. I wrote a novel. It's going to come out, I hope, in November. It's about baseball. I love baseball. I'm kind of a nut about baseball.
You have a favorite team, I know.
I do have a favorite team.
We share that team.
The Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
I tried out to be their public address announcer a few years ago.
Oh, I think I remember seeing pictures of you doing that.
And I did announce a full game in Fenway Park, which was absolutely unbelievable for me.
That must have been so exciting.
It was. I only made one mistake in 9 innings, which I thought was pretty incredible. At the time, my grandson was 2 years old, and he said to me afterwards, Grandma, where were you? I could hear you, but I couldn't see you. It was really amazing. I've been keeping busy with those kinds of things, and I don't get a lot of writing done during baseball season because I watch a lot of games. I do some music myself. I recorded a CD about, I don't know, I guess about 10 years ago myself, and had a lot of fun doing that. It's a lot of work. If anybody's thinking about making a recording, it's a lot of work.
That's this one here, right?
That's it. It's called Singing Along with the Radio. I had a chance to sing with many of the people whom I've admired all my life. They just came out of the woodwork and sang with me, which is great. People like Kim and Reggie Harris, and Artie Traum played, the wonderful late Artie Traum played an incredible guitar piece for me. Nick Barr, who does the bluegrass show right after me, he has a fiddle piece in there. David Roth is on there, Priscilla Herdman, Bernice Lewis. There are just some people that I've always wanted to sing with, and they did it with me, so it's great.
And folks can still get copies of this?
Folks can still get copies of it, yeah.
Sure. Should they reach out to you, or they? How can you get this CD?
You can go to WandaFisher.com, and Fisher is F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
That's great.
And you can order it from there. You can get it from CD Baby also, but, you know, it's older.
Do you want to play something off from it?
Sure. The last cut is called Two of a Kind, and that's one of my favorite ones off of there. It's written by a Nashville songwriter. His name is John Imms, and it's one of those kind of a radio song. I love radio songs. I love songs about radio. I wonder why.
Well, this is 97.7 EXT. We've got Wanda Fisher here, and this is singing along with the radio, the album. It's great.
Being on the road without a friend can make you feel life's loneliness in a voice that rides the wind, streaming across the airwaves in a simple country song, one that you don't hear until...
So now you're doing games for Casey Gill and all the rest. Ah, with summer's voice, there it goes. Ah, with summer's voice.
Well, that was Arlen Bennett with Summer's Voice. It's a song about listening to baseball on the radio, so I've got two things that I love, radio and baseball. And then before that, you heard a song from my own CD, Two of a Kind. Artie Traum is playing that beautiful, beautiful lead guitar there. I miss Artie. Artie was one of the most incredible guitar players that ever lived. And I have to say, I have all these pictures that I took from back in the 60s and 70s of folk musicians. I have pictures of Happy and Artie from, I think it was the 1971 or 72 Philadelphia Folk Festival. And if anybody had ever told me back then that those people would even speak to me, and then to have Artie play for me on that song, it's just so incredible.
Right.
It's just so incredible. He was a wonderful person, and Happy's an incredible person, too. And we are friends.
Wanda, you said you're in progress with a book about baseball.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd ever do a book about music, folk music?
I might. I'm actually signed up for a memoir class, a writing memoir class, and there's so much there that I don't know how to narrow it down. That's one of the problems that I've been having. I could certainly write a fiction work. But I think that most of the people would know who they were. So I think that it's better to do a memoir class. I kept all the correspondence that I've gotten, the actual letters, and I type them into my computer, and I have a lot of really nice comments from listeners over the years.
Sure.
From people. But a lot of the older things that I've gotten from people, I kept, and I've got them in my computer, and I have a list of all the people who have appeared live on my show. I am taking a memoir class, and after the memoir class, I will probably start narrowing things down because baseball season will be over, and I can start writing again. Takes a lot of my time.
Yeah, it does, huh? So we're on the radio here, WEXT, 97.7 EXT, with Wanda Fisher, Hudson River Sampler, celebrating 35 years this year.
Yeah,
that's
it's amazing.
Fantastic.
Huh? Yeah, I think that what really keeps me going is the listeners and the music, obviously.
Sure.
But the listeners who are out there, and I know they're there, and some of them call, some of them write, but some of them don't. I know that I'm in their cars and their living rooms, and you know, and you're their guest, so you have to be careful. And you have to try to anticipate what they want to hear. And it's also interesting to try to mix the new with the old music. I like a lot of the old stuff from the 60s and early 70s. A lot of people only want to hear the old stuff. Weavers, Pete Seeger, old Joan Baez, old Judy Collins. Well, you have to mix that with some of the new things that are out there. And keeping up with a new music that's coming out all the time is a job. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. A lot of good new young writers that I'm hearing and seeing. I go to the annual Folk Alliance Conference in Kansas City every year, and it just blows me away by some of the things that the songs and the music set coming out now. Go to the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance in the fall, which focuses on this area, but people come from all over the country to that.
Is there a particular artist that sort of has stood out in recent years that is kind of like, wow?
Well, there's a new young woman from Boston that I've just found that I think we're going to hear a lot more about her. Her name is Alice Howe. I've been very impressed with her. I think we're going to hear a lot more from her. Then there's a group from Philadelphia. I get them mixed up with another group from Philadelphia.
No Good Sister?
No Good Sister, yeah.
Yeah, love them.
I love them, too.
Trio of women?
Yeah, three women. Yeah. I thought they were fabulous. And then there's another group that's coming over for NERFA. They're from England, the Black Feathers.
Oh.
And I just heard a couple of pieces from them just on a whim, and I really like them a lot, too. I like them a lot. So those are a few. Those are just a couple.
We're on the radio, 97.7 EXT, with Wanda Fisher from the Hudson River Sampler, celebrating 35 years over on WAMC. And you mentioned the support of the listeners and the great music. But to be on the radio on the same station at the same time following a very important public radio show like that means you also have the support of management at WAMC.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't still be there 35 years later.
No, I know. Radio's kind of a funny business to be in these days. No, absolutely have the support of management, my co-workers at the station, too. There's a great group of people who work at WAMC, and of course, Alan Shartok, who loves folk music and who plays the banjo.
Yeah.
The long neck banjo, like Pete Seeger did. I'd like to give a shout out also to his son Jonas, who is really quite a good guitar player and loves and appreciates folk music as well. Alan and the station have been very supportive throughout that whole time. We started out, actually, doing the show in the middle of a little area that WMHT had over in Rotterdam. I told you a story about my daughter, so I could certainly tell you a story about my son.
Oh, please do.
My son is a large person. He's 6'5", and when he was about 2.5 or 3, I had to bring him to the station with me because I couldn't find a babysitter, and I told him to stay outside. I had a live guest on my show.
Do you remember who it was?
Yes, it was Anson Olds.
Okay.
And Anson Olds has passed away. He was killed in a car accident a few years ago. Anson had just won the flat picking contest at a bluegrass festival, and he won a new guitar. And he came in and he wanted to pick the guitar and show it to me. And we talked and he's picking away and doing a song and everything. And my son, I told him to stay outside until we were done with the interview.
Sure.
And the next thing I know, he flings open the door on a live mic and says, and the board operator is chasing him. And he goes, "Hey, Mom, do they have a bathroom in this place?" So, you know, you just never know what's going to happen on live radio.
And lots of people heard that, right?
And lots of people heard it.
Wanda Fisher's here, Hudson River Sampler, Saturday nights, 8 o'clock on WAMC, celebrating 35 years, a very special show with special guests, so special she's not even willing to share with us right now.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's going to be on September 16th over on WAMC. This is 97.7 EXT that you're listening to now. Would you like to play another song or two as we head out?
Yeah, I would like to play Bill Stain's That's My Song. Bill Stain's is somebody that I started listening to probably in maybe 1967, and he was kind of starting out. I was kind of starting out in the Boston area. He used to come to the folk music club at Boston University. He and Jamie Brockett and Chris Smither, and they used to come to the little folk music club that we had at Boston University. My husband was at Boston College, and he was the talent manager at the Boston College Coffee House, and that's where we met. He was at Boston College, but I was at Boston University. And that's where we first met, was at Boston College. We met in 1966. I auditioned to sing at the Boston College Coffee House, and I did get hired there a couple of times, but not as much as other people did. Then he got drafted. His draft number was 20, and he got drafted and went into the Army as a conscientious objector and served in Vietnam and came back. And that's when we actually started getting together. So we got married in 1973, and then moved out here in 79. Bill Staines has always been one of my favorites, so I think we should probably finish up with Bill Staines, and That's My Song.
It's been a long life. I've done a whole lot of working, had some hard times, but I'm always learning. It's been a good life, but I've still got the yearning. That's my song. That's my song.
That's Bill Staines, 97.7 EXT. I'm Chris Wink. Wanda Fisher's been here with me. Thank you, Wanda, for coming by.
Thank you for the invitation. This has been a lot of fun, Chris. Well, I hope to see you around at the folk music events.
Absolutely.
At Falcon Ridge, I didn't see you there, but there were a few people there.
Yes, there were.
There were a few people hanging around there.
Looked pretty warm, too.
It was pretty warm, and there was a lot of good music going on there. So I really appreciate this opportunity to come over.
Well, you're welcome to come over anytime. We love you, and thank you so much for putting a great radio show together for us every Saturday night on WAMC.
Thanks again.